Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg.
This time of year can be a lot of long hours.
It can be.
Some tough days. If farmers are feeling that stress, what are some options for them, some outlets they could get some help?
Yeah, well, first of all, then from a safety standpoint, we want to make sure that you're right. There's long hours, and especially right now where we're trying to dodge raindrops and folks may be working longer hours than they even normally would. So first and foremost to our farmers out there, just really take a minute to remember to slow down. And we want to make sure we all make it through this harvest safely. To those who aren't farmers, but may encounter our farmers on the road, you know, we want to make sure also to give folks a wide berth, slow down a little bit. Again, help make sure everybody gets to where they need to go. In terms of what's happening and the stress that maybe we're feeling in the ag sector, and you know, with the markets being what they have been over the last few months, and also the stress of just normal harvest wear and tear, it's important to make sure that we're watching out for each other. And yes, there are some resources if folks are feeling stressed. Iowa State Extension is a really good resource, and that's where we normally would refer people to reach out, check out some of those resources, talk to somebody. But there's definitely a stress in the ag economy right now, and some of that can be exacerbated by the stress of a late harvest.
Adding to that stress, especially in the agriculture sector, like you said, we have the tariffs.
Yeah.
What are you seeing at the state level?
So we talk a lot about the fact that, hey, let's paint this on a backdrop of we're in the fifth year of declining farm incomes, and that's where we start. We've got prices that have been impacted here, corn and soybean hog markets in particular, really since the beginning of summer, significant downturn there. And just, again, the word I would use is uncertainty. So we've got uncertainty around trade. We've got some uncertainty around renewable fuels policy in the country. We've got uncertainty around farm policy with a farm bill expiring. So all of those things sort of layer together and create issues. Now we're starting to see some progress. We received the word that we have a NAFTA, true NAFTA 2.0, a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. This is great news for Iowa. Canada and Mexico are our number one and number two trading partners. So when that's the case, this agreement is critically important to us. And so really, we just that's good news, headed in the right direction there. And, related to Farm Bill, we know that we missed the deadline here to get something done before the current Farm Bill expired. But most of the operations of USDA and the farm programs and conservation programs are continuing, and they will throughout the rest of the calendar year. So as we get into the end of the calendar year, though, we need to see something happen in terms of an extension or actually getting the new Farm Bill completed. On trade, what we really need to see now is to carry this momentum that we've seen with NAFTA, carry the momentum that we also got word last week that the United States would be entering into negotiations with Japan, a critically important market for us from a corn and a pork standpoint. So really need to carry this momentum into getting something done with China and really move with some urgency to get these retaliatory tariffs off the table.
And is there anything that people can do at the local level, or do they need to reach out at a federal level?
Well, so, you know, for the most part, federal trade policy, you know, is what we're looking at here. So I tell you what we're doing, and we're working together with the governor and with ag groups and commodity groups across the state, with our congressional delegation, Senators Grassley and Ernst, and really pushing to speak with one voice from Iowa about the importance of trade, the impact of trade retaliatory tariffs on our farmers and our businesses. And that's what we're working every day to do. So again, I think this week, make no mistake, we had a positive week in terms of the NAFTA renegotiation. We really need to now see some progress and carry this momentum into future agreements.
And the word you used is uncertainty.
Right. And just, again, how can we build that certainty back into the marketplace? Something that we remind, of course, folks around here know it very well, but it's something we remind folks not from Iowa, is we may be harvesting our 2018 crop, but our farmers are thinking about 2019 right now and have been, you know, in terms of getting the financing they need and lining up the inputs and all that. So that's why we also need to move with some urgency here to try to bring some certainty into that 2019 picture.
And talking about 2019, people are talking about cover crops more and more. Is that something that they should be considering while they're out in the combines harvesting?
Boy, I hope so. I would really encourage folks to. This part of the state is knocking it out of the park when it comes to cover crop adoption. We're thrilled about that. And that's for a lot of reasons. There's a nice connection with cover crops and livestock production and certainly cow-calf and beef production in particular. But really making sure that we're doing the right things from a soil health and water quality standpoint. So we consider Washington County in particular to be a model for what can be done across the state. And it was not so long ago that we only had, you know, maybe 10,000 acres of cover crops in the state of Iowa, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And we're looking, I think the numbers that we reported out from last year is something like 760,000 acres of cover crops. That'd be the equivalent of covering Story County and Polk County in central Iowa all together with cover crops. And so just tremendous progress. And we need to continue to learn about how to best use these cover crops.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.